Can you talk about toxicity and tolerability issues with PARP inhibitor therapy in patients with pancreatic cancer? We know, obviously, in other cancers, particularly ovarian cancer, you can see GI effects, which seems like it might be an issue with patients with pancreatic cancer, also cytopenias, anemia, et cetera. What's been seen with patients with pancreatic cancer?
So we see, firstly, the drug is very well tolerated. And even when we compared it to placebo, there was no difference in quality of life measurements. So it's a very, very well tolerated drug. Side effects are usually actually interesting in the first 2 months. And as you carry on the treatment, the side effects actually reduce, which is obviously different for chemo, that we know that over the course of time, the toxicity and the morbidity from the chemo is higher. The side effects are very similar to what we've seen in breast and ovarian cancer. So it's as you've described, it's anemia, it's fatigue, it's, you know, abdominal discomfort, a bit of thrombocytopenia, a bit of diarrhea, very low. Those are more or less, it's mostly anemia. In our patients, because they're not so heavily pretreated like we see in the breast and maybe ovarian cancer patients, we don't see too much hematological toxicities.
Some of the gynecologic oncologists will use preemptive GI meds in patients starting PARP inhibitors. Do you ever do that?
For the nausea?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't do it up ahead, but I do prescribe it for the patients. And I tell them that specifically the first month or two may be a little bit difficult, but over the course of time, they know those symptoms will probably improve.